Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us. He's going to recap those markets for us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattleman.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's look at our livestock futures and ended up finishing with a nice day yesterday. Livestock was higher across the board.
It's exactly right, Dave. As live cattle and feeder cattle both closed with triple-digit gains yesterday, upside was a combination of good technical buying, higher cash trade that took place in our feed yards last week, and boxed beef prices bouncing higher yesterday. Now, choice boxed beef was up $1 yesterday. Select boxes up 68 cents on a total movement of 148 loads. Cattle kill estimated at 113,000 head, but the cash feeder index did drop $2.23 yesterday, and our lean hogs also closed positive yesterday. On the close, June cattle were $1.55 higher, $1.5072. May feeders $1.52 higher, $2.1515. And June lean hogs up 57 cents at $81.82.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's look at these grain futures now. And while we had a pretty nice day on those livestock futures, not such today on the grain futures, except for soybeans. Soybeans the only thing finishing higher yesterday.
That's right, Dave. Our soybean complex did close positive. A lot of that strength came from very strong fund buying that was taking place in our bean oil. That helped support the entire complex yesterday. But our wheat and our corn traded under pressure the entire session yesterday. Now, after the close, the crop progress report was released, showed the nation's winter wheat crop good to excellent rating at 43%, a one-point improvement over last week. Kansas at 27% improved by 1 point, Oklahoma 38% improved by 1 point. Now, the wheat has headed to the percent of 43%. The five-year average is 28%, Kansas at 41% versus their five-year average of 18%, Oklahoma at 90% versus 74% average, so our wheat crop is maturing at a faster rate. Corn planting is 55% done nationwide. The five-year average is 38%. We're looking at Kansas at 52% planted versus 47% average. Soybean planting is 13% done nationwide. The five-year average is 9%. Now, the first leg of the Kansas Wheat Tour starts this morning. Their first report will come out this evening. Now, trading overnight has been mostly negative for our grain complex. Here at 7:20 this morning, July KC wheat is 3.75 lower. July corn's down 3.5 cents. July soybeans 2 cents higher. July cotton's down 5 points. June crude oil $1.30 higher. We're looking at the June dollar index 17 cents higher, and June Dow Jones futures up 4 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866. Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we're going to visit with you again tomorrow as we always do and look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.